Listen to this podcast for an update on the roster. Welcome back to the Roster Report Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's a cool Friday on the 22nd of September. Definitely some football weather around here at Gillette Stadium. Today we have Andy Hart and Paul Perillo commenting on the roster and their thoughts on the injured players.
Thanks, Lori. Well, not a whole lot to talk about roster-wise this week, but how about the injury report, Andy? Couple of new names for the for this week's list heading into the Broncos game. Matt Light, kind of surprising some people, missing a little practice time during the course of the week. He is listed as probable with a knee injury. Now, I'm assuming that it's probable he's going to be able to play, but in the event that he's not able to play, who do you think are some candidates that might be able to fill in?
Well, you know, Bill Belichick talked about it at his press conference today. Wesley Britt has been on the active roster now and was active for the game, has some experience playing left tackle, so you know, if Light couldn't go, although I agree with you, I think Light probably will be able to go, I think Britt might be the guy. I think they see Ryan O'Callaghan as sort of a rookie, true right tackle type, entrenched at that spot. I don't think you want to put too much on his plate this point in his career. So, yeah, if it came down to it, I think Britt would probably play, which I'm sure to some Patriots fans is a little bit of a scary proposition, considering how much Tom Brady's backside's been in danger in the early going, even with Light out there.
Yeah, Bill's talked a lot about the progress that Britt made from last year coming off the practice squad, now being part of the active roster, and being active on the 45-man roster, game day roster, each of the first 2 weeks. Another name to keep in mind, Nick Kazier, he remains on the injured list, listed as questionable with his shoulder problem. I got to assume that that's the reason he hasn't been active yet. It's more physical than anything else. He's kind of just not in the plans right now.
Yeah, just from seeing him sort of occasionally in and out of the locker room, coming in from the training room or into the weight room, he doesn't look like he's ready to play right now on that verge. You know, he doesn't have his playbook with him. It's one of those things where it seems like he's doing a lot more rehabbing and working out than preparing to be active. So, you know, I don't think he's ready. He would be the obvious choice in a perfect world because he has the ability to play both right and left, did so last year at a relatively high level for a team that was winning some football games, but I don't really think he's in the mix right now.
Yeah, so as I stated at the top, no real roster moves per se, but a lot of guys coming in for tryouts, or workouts, I should say, not necessarily tryouts. Interesting or not, a couple of quarterbacks, Tommy Maddox, Todd Bowman, two guys that have a lot of NFL experience. You raise an eyebrow or anything? Any interest there at all?
Not really, and I know some people have speculated, you know, because of Brady's performance, because he left the game last week in a police car, didn't leave with the team. Some have speculated maybe he's hurt. All of a sudden they try out these veteran quarterbacks. Maybe they're covering their bases. I've seen nothing in my view to really indicate that. I think this is a case of Scott Pioli and the scouting department just kind of, you know, updating the file on Tommy Maddox. And if we do get into a problem and need to go out there, we need to be ready to sign the guy that we think fits our system the best right away. And when you do that 2 weeks into the season, you have more updated data and a little better idea of who you like.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's probably a little bit of that. Just trying to get a chance to expand their, you know, their street free agent look. You know, you want to have 5, 6, 7 different names, maybe at a couple of different positions that you can call on, you know, almost like an emergency kind of a list. Three safeties also came in. I know Keon Carpenter was one, Lance Schulters, Kid Alexander. Is it Brian Alexander? I can't remember his name. All of those guys, though, pretty significant experience in the league. 12, 13-year vet. Carpenter, not as much. He's only been around for about 4 or 5 years, but maybe this might be more of an indication of the current state of the Patriots roster, with Artrell Hawkins remaining on that injured list. He missed the Jets game. He's still there as questionable with a thigh injury. Maybe James Sanders banged up, although he's not on the injured list.
Yeah, he's not on the injury list, but he was, you know, probable to return against the Jets and never did. We saw him working out with the trainers on the sideline, doing some different things. And Hawkins, was interesting, was actually in the locker room this week after being a little bit scarce over the first couple weeks of the season. So I got to think, and combine that with the fact that they didn't go out and sign anybody at safety, I actually have the feeling that Hawkins is closer to being ready to get back on the field and playing.
Yeah, and also they had a couple of linebackers in, and special team guy Chidi Awama from Pittsburgh. So, I think it's just what you talked about it right off the top. It's just an opportunity for Scott Pioli and Bill Belichick to get as many different faces in here, get their files updated, see these guys, and then that way you have an emergency kind of call list. And I would imagine some of these guys won't be available if and when the Patriots need them, but in case they are, they have their requisite information. Just real quick before we wrap this up, rounding out the injured list, I think it's somewhat interesting that both Chad Jackson and Doug Gabriel remain on the list. Jackson is questionable. Gabriel is probable, despite the fact that they both played against the Jets.
Yeah, I don't think that injury report's worth the paper it's written on, frankly. I saw nothing from Chad Jackson to indicate that he had a setback in the game. I saw extensive action. I saw him running very well, getting off the ball, getting downfield, getting open, making plays. I think he has as recovered as you could expect after missing significant time with a hamstring injury, and I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that he'll play this Sunday against the Broncos.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. And again, as we said, very quiet week on the roster front. Not a lot of no transactions really being made, practice squad or otherwise. So I'm going to make it short and sweet this week. We'll be back next Friday with another Patriots Roster Report podcast, and we'll see you then.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for an all-new Ross Report podcast. Remember to check Patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!